Artists from around the world are shaking their spray paint cans in preparation for the second annual Red Can Graffiti Jam. Hosted by the Cheyenne River Youth Project, or CRIP, the three-day event brings together graffiti and Lakota culture in creativity and fellowship. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Ellie Knopchinski has more.
The Red Can Graffiti Jam begins this week at various locations in the Eagle Butte community. Julie Garrow is the executive director of CRIP. She says the event features 9 artists from inside and outside the United States and many local artists. Garrow says the event exposes people of all ages to a visual way of uplifting the community. Garrow says last year's event drew national attention and was a huge success. In the past year, she says CRIP has expanded its art program and has built a graffiti art park in the community. She thinks infusing Lakota and hip-hop culture is powerful.
We're telling our story through art. We're healing through art. It's interesting that graffiti has taken a contemporary way of approaching what we're trying to do at the Cheyenne River Youth Project, but for the most part, people see it as vandalism. And I think what we're hoping to do, too, for the graffiti culture is change how people see it. And when you come to our town and you drive through Main Street or you come to the art park, you see art.
Garrow says the Cheyenne River Youth Project is known for its innovative ideas, and this graffiti jam is no exception. She says this event is especially important for youth to express themselves and find their unique identities. Garrow says events like this can expand young people's future outlook in a community dealing with economic hardships.
Our goal is to just really let kids see and like, I could do that. You know, all kids need that. And so we're just using graffiti culture as a way to reach kids and intrigue them about art. I intend for this arts program to grow in a really magnificent way.
Garrow adds that this event promotes community pride. She says it also builds appreciation and respect for visual art. She hopes the CRIP's art programs can continue to grow and gain national support. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Allie Konopchinski.